Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a lady on the phone now by the name of Sarah Lovelock, and she's got a beautiful cafe called Lovelock's, which is super, by the Mersey Tunnel. And I saw this leaflet which says Save Old Haymarket, and I was really shocked, and I want to bring it to your attention if you don't already know. Sarah, hi.
Hiya, hello.
Use the airways and tell us what's going on.
So our shop is slap bang in the middle of the St. George's Quarter, so right by St. George's Hall and the museums and the library, and in between Dale Street and Victoria Street. And there's a little car park that's surrounded by trees right by the entrance to the Birkenhead Tunnel that the council and Mersey Travel are trying to turn into a bus hub. So it's just a place, like a waiting area for buses and a through fare for buses to sit in between shifts. So it's not increasing connectivity for passengers. It's just literally for buses to wait for 5 minutes in between shifts, and then they'll drive off again.
Sarah, what's shocking me is it's a beautiful little area which has got a style all of its own. It's incredibly quaint. And when you think where it is, right by the Mersey Tunnel, you don't expect it. It's attractive, it's fun. You must be shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely gutted, to be honest, because there's some residents that live upstairs. We've got some flats and we've got a few new businesses, all independent businesses that are all within 5 years of being in the city, and we're just beginning to make it and make a little area for ourselves. We've created a little community. You know, I know everyone who lives upstairs, and they all know me, and I like look out for their post for them. And we've got trees here that are over 70 years old that they're talking about cutting down. It's technically still part of the UNESCO World Heritage Site, which they clearly don't care about anyway, but it's just so sad. We have tourists that come in every day, and I mean, my business will close without a doubt, because there's no chance that I can survive without the outdoor seating, which I wouldn't have, because if there's a bus parked directly outside my shop with its engine on for 20 minutes, no one's going to sit there. I mean, it would gas them. So,
Sarah, you're 2 minutes walk from the biggest bus station in Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's all part of the connectivity scheme. So it's about getting the buses that are waiting on the street, it's about getting them off waiting on the street and just concentrating it to here, which I understand. People don't want buses with their engines on outside their business or their place of home, which is why I don't want it outside my business, and why the residents don't want it outside their houses. But it's just crazy that they've picked like a tourist area to like, I feel like it's vandalism. I feel like the council are vandalizing the city. If I chose to park outside with my engine on, if a lorry came down the street and parked outside with their engine on, they'd tell someone about it, and somebody would do something about it. But it's the council doing it, and I just don't understand. We've given them other alternatives, but they said they won't look into it, and they haven't looked into alternatives themselves either.
So how have they felt about you complaining? What have they said?
Well, we've had a few consultation meetings in the library. The first consultation they did, they didn't even send letters to everyone that lives in the area or the businesses. So it was only because I was talking to people in the shop one day that they found out about it. So they had to start again after that point because they didn't do it properly. And then the second consultation happened in the library. And they just didn't care. When we said about how it would close my business down, they didn't see that it would, even though it would. I don't want to move. I want to stay exactly where I am. But there's no way my business would survive if they took away the passing traffic.
Now, what about the money they make from the car parks?
Well, we asked for freedom of information, and it makes over £130,000 a year just on ticket sales. But then that's not including the fines. And the traffic wardens are out on the hour, every hour in this car park. And that I see them put at least five tickets on a day, at least. So that's not including that money, and it's not including the on-street parking. So it's thousands of pounds that we'll be losing. And disabled access, there's no disabled parking in this area, so they're just completely removing all disabled access as well to this part of the city.
Sarah, I wonder if people are aware of what a lovely little area Haymarket is.
It's a little bit of an oasis, really. I've been trying to tell people where we are for a long time. I've been open for 2 years now, and people still don't know I'm here, but it's because it is a little oasis. When people come to the area, they feel like they've found a little hidden gem, a little part of Liverpool that they're so lucky to find, and they're just talking about taking it away. They're just sticking 137 buses an hour in front of it. I mean, 137 buses an hour. It's crazy.
But I can't see what they're doing. So are the buses supposed to just stay there, or do you jump on the bus there?
No one can get on or off at the buses at this point. So they'll drop them off further down in the city centre, then come here, sit for 5 minutes, and then get off again.
So it's going to be a bus garage?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My word. That's.
I think, actually, it's just a through fare. I think they're talking about wanting to make it a hub, but actually it seems like they're just making a through fare. They don't want the buses going round the roundabout or something. I'm not entirely sure, because 137 buses an hour doesn't fit into 12 spaces, which they're talking about having. So, it doesn't make sense. It's such lazy planning. It's unreal.
So how can people get involved in finding out more?
Well, they've closed the deadline on opposing it, but if everyone can just write to their local councillor or write to Jo Anderson and just beg people to just not do it, it's just such a shame. Liverpool City Council have got a history of making mistakes. You know, they filled in the cavern. The whole tramline thing's a joke, and they just seem to be making these decisions over and over again, and this is just another one. But, you know, this is our city. We pay council tax. We pay taxes for this. I pay my business rates, and they're talking about just removing it. Like, I think everyone just needs to complain. We need to make our voices heard.
So your message to people out there right now?
Please just write to Jo Anderson, write to your local councillor, write to Mersey Travel, and just voice your opinion on why this, and come and visit. You know, I'm not asking you to buy anything. I mean, you're very welcome, but you know, just come and visit the area and see what we could be losing. It's not even that I'm precious over a car park. Like, it's do something positive with the city. Stop just making negative choices for the city. I don't understand why they do it.
Sarah Lovelock, thank you for talking to me.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
My producer, Matt, rang up the council the other day to give them the right to reply, which, of course, they have. Matt has been in touch with the council, and this, Matt has voiced their answer.
The proposed new bus hub at Old Haymarket will save over 750,000 dead bus miles per year, preventing the need for drivers to travel around the city centre between services, contributing to air pollution. More than 2,000 tonnes of CO2 will no longer be emitted into the atmosphere every year, and it will free up streets for other users that would otherwise be partially hindered by parked buses. It is a fundamental part of a wider strategy to improve the way in which all road users travel around the city and make the city centre a safer and greener environment to navigate. People will not be boarding and alighting bus services at the hub. The council has recently built a new 24-hour car park in nearby Victoria Street, which will more than compensate for the loss of parking bays. Parking facilities will remain on the nearby existing car park under the Churchill Way flyover, and loading will be permitted on Old Haymarket Street as part of the original proposals. The council is continuing to listen to residents and businesses as part of the consultation.